This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Leaders from the G7 group of democratic nations are meeting today to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, with several pushing for U.S. President Joe Biden to keep the U.S. troops in the country beyond next week's August 31st deadline. With a week to go until Biden's deadline, tens of thousands of Western citizens and Afghans who supported U.S. efforts have pushed toward Hamid Karzai International Airport, hoping to make it through the gates into the safety of outgoing flights. John Kirby is the spokesperson for the Department of Defense.
Still believe, certainly now that we have been able to increase the capacity and the flow, we believe that we have the capability, the ability to get that done by the end of the month.
The Republican representatives of the U.S. Congress, who have largely been holding back criticism of the Biden administration, held a news conference today. This is House Minority Whip Steve Scalise.
President Biden needs to step up and tell anybody in the world that our top priority is protecting American lives. We're not going to operate by the timeline of some terrorist dictatorship. We're going to operate under the tenet of the United States, which is we will defend our people.
At a briefing, Major General Hank Taylor says they're very pleased with the progress they're making, however.
To date, 63,900 American citizens, NATO and other partners, personnel, Afghan SIV applicants, and vulnerable Afghans are out of harm's way, now safer and on their journey to a better life.
Many Afghans have said it has been difficult, if not impossible, to get past Taliban checkpoints lining the airport's perimeter, and Taliban officials seem unwilling to give the United States much leeway, calling the upcoming deadline a red line. This is VOA News. The UN human rights chief warned today that she had received credible reports on Afghanistan that things aren't so warm and fuzzy as the Taliban might wish us all to believe.
We have also received credible reports of serious violation of international humanitarian law and human rights abuses taking place in many areas under effective Taliban control. They include, among others, summary executions of civilians and all the combat members of the Afghan National Security Forces.
Michelle Bachelet urged the Human Rights Council to monitor the rights situation in Afghanistan, where the Taliban's stunning takeover raised fears that they will return to the country to the brutal rule that they imposed when they were last in power.
I strongly urged the Taliban to adopt norms of responsive governance and human rights and to work to reestablish social cohesion and reconciliation, including through respect for the rights of all who have suffered during the decades of conflict.
Taliban leaders say they're going to restore security and try to project an image of moderation. But many Afghans are skeptical and are racing to leave the country, leading to the chaos at Kabul's international airport. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a sharp rebuke to China for its incursions in the South China Sea, warning its actions there amount to coercion and intimidation, and affirming that the U.S. will support its allies in the region against Beijing's advances. The speech sought to cement the U.S. commitment to supporting its allies in an area of growing importance to the Biden administration, which has made countering China's influence globally a centerpiece of its foreign policy. The vice president, who's on a week-long swing through the Southeast Asia, declared that the U.S. stands with our allies and our partners in the face of threats from China. The representatives of Russia and South Korea for the six-party talks met in Seoul on Tuesday to discuss stalled nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister and South Korean Special Representative for North Korea Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs held a meeting at the Plaza Hotel amid Pyongyang's possible ways to facilitate diplomacy, but did not advance any specific plans. Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died in the hospital at the age of 80. His spokesperson said today, "It is with immense sadness that we announce the death of our beloved Charlie Watts, the drummer for the Rolling Stones." Via remote, Joe Palca on VOA News.